So I wanted to talk about this kind of disparity I find between the way that I like to move through my days. My favorite days in the whole world are days that I have no plan whatsoever. And I say, I feel like reading a little bit in this book. I feel like going into the studio and painting. Oh, that was fun. I think I'll go out in the garden and weed for a few minutes. I think I want to bake a cake now. And I just move through the day just like a kid. It's very free and fun and unstructured. And I feel very satisfied at the end of a day like that. Now, on the heels of that, there's this big thing standing behind me all the time. It's this should monster. It's like, well, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. And if you just like flitter around and do this, that, and the other thing, you won't accomplish.
And where is he while you are baking the cake?
Oh, nowhere. Nowhere.
Oh, he's not there.
Mm-mm. No, not if I'm, and I can't describe what exactly changes between the days when I just flow effortlessly like that and I'm perfectly happy and the days when I feel like, well, this isn't important or I'm not getting anything accomplished or I should be doing blah, blah, blah. It's like following your bliss versus what I should be doing.
Well, the reason that we wanted to ask where the should monster is while you're baking the cake is because at first, when you offer something like this, it sounds like we're talking about the difference between being deliberate about what I'm going to do today or just being indecisive and going with the flow. It sounds like it's an action issue or a projection of thought issue, when really what it is, it's the issue of what my vibrational countenance is before I've stepped into it. Hmm. Here is the answer that we think you're looking for. It's certainly the answer that we love giving, whether it's the answer you're looking for or not. And that is that when we talk about thinking about what you want, when someone talks about setting goals, that's because people are afraid that if they don't make their statements of what they want, that something else will run over the top of them and carry them away into places that they do not want to go. And what we're wanting you to understand is that just through the contrasting nature of your experience, you are exuding constant preferences and decisions that are projecting out ahead of you in advance in a pre-paving fashion and are literally culminating out there in advance. In other words, your desires are literally moving out there in advance, and law of attraction is amassing around them for your future rendezvous with them. And when you are in this, I am guided, I am joyful, I am blessed, I am a good person, when you are in that sort of vibration, then you are just inspired to the perfect rendezvous. And from our point of view, that's the only thing that you should ever do. In other words, we would begin saying, it is my responsibility to rendezvous with my joy. It is my responsibility to meet up with what I've been saying I want. It's my responsibility to keep myself in the best feeling place so that the best culminations can happen. We would like to help you to relax into the place of realizing that there is a big difference between trying to make things happen and allowing them to happen. And so we'd put the should monster into that category. We'd say the should monster is me making it happen, and my basking through my day is my allowing it to happen. This is the question that man has been asking from the beginning of his awareness of his relationship with source energy. What is my responsibility to someone else? And we say, your responsibility can only be to yourself, and that is to align with the energy that is source. And when you do, all intentions that you held even before your birth into this body, as well as all dovetailing intentions that you've picked up along your physical trail since, will come into alignment. There are so many people who would look at someone who spent the day reading a book and playing in the garden, the way they would put it, and baking a cake, as someone who is maybe not being as responsible, and yeah, you should get out there and do things that are more productive in nature. Mm-hmm. And we would say, from your inner being's perspective, you are tending to life in the way that you've intended. And do not misunderstand, we think that you could be actively involved in a lot of things and feeling as much joy as in any of those things, but we do not think that the shouldness or the rightness or the appropriateness of any activity can be measured by any other factor than the joy that you are getting from it. We would far rather see you enjoying making your cake than suffering as you are doing something that you think that you should do. Mm-hmm. We also acknowledge that when you get really tuned in, that you find that you can do everything and still do it in that joy, and that the things that line up the best for you and that give you the most joy end up being the things that are on your plate, and the other things gravitate to others. The thing that makes this so confused is that humans are not spending very much time paying attention to energy as it is flowing. Instead, they're looking at actions and manifestations, and then they're trying to guide each other. The majority of rules, religious and secular rules, but mostly religious, that have been set out to try to get you to do things have been set out by people who wanted you to do things that they didn't want to do. And that's the way that should monster sort of is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I should. And your inner being is expressing to you from your framework of joy, this would be fun. This would
exactly.
be exhilarating.
And it's, there's almost a guiltiness in listening to that voice. I feel like I sort of scanned back over my life and I realized I've never had a real powerful ambition, you know, career or big bucks or the giant house or anything that, you know, sort of are the societal measures of success.
Oh, you've had a huge ambition. Your ambition is to be joyful.
I
know.
There
is no greater ambition. And when you are in that vibration, whatever you are needing or wanting to lead you toward that end will always show itself. And don't let those who have chosen suffering as the framework of their life make you feel guilty that you are not choosing more suffering.